This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider for just a moment the potato. Simple, easy, quite tasty if well prepared. Also this week at the center of a big social policy debate in the Congress of the United States, funding for WIC, the food assistance program geared at low-income women, infants, and children, hence WIC, is expected to come to the floor of the House of Representatives. There are, of course, issues galore on which there is disagreement, including the aforementioned SPUD. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has more.
WIC gives low-income mothers vouchers that can buy certain foods, foods with nutrients they might not otherwise be getting enough of. A panel of scientists puts together the list, and it's evolved. For a while, carrots were one of the only approved vegetables. But a few years ago, the list was overhauled to add all kinds of fresh fruits and veggies, but no potatoes.
Never would I have guessed that the lowly potato would turn out to be such a contentious issue.
That's Republican Senator Susan Collins at an Agriculture Committee hearing recently. She's from Maine, home to a lot of potato growers, and she's been leading the fight to get fresh potatoes, just fresh ones, on the WIC list. She passed around a chart showing the nutritional value of potatoes. A few of her colleagues made hot potato jokes, but this is serious for people like Mark Szymanski with the National Potato Council.
As a National Potato Council and the entire potato industry, we're very concerned when our federal government is telling people that they should avoid our vegetable.
No, I love potatoes. There's nothing more delicious than a baked potato.
Marion Nessel is a professor of nutrition at New York University. As much as she loves potatoes, she supports keeping them off the WIC-approved list.
WIC participants were already eating plenty of potatoes.
Especially French fries and potato chips. Eric Rim is a professor of nutrition at Harvard who advises the USDA.
45% of vegetables consumed by women of childbearing age already are potatoes. It's not like we're a potato-deficient society.
The point of WIC money, he says, is to encourage pregnant women and young kids to go beyond the potato. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.